just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Yeah, if you would like or are interested in a new career at helping make people's place their home, there is no shortage of opportunities. There's a virtual job fair coming up on April 14th for Save a Tree. They walked out of the studio this morning and said, we forgot to mention this. Can you please mention that? It's you go to their Facebook page, you go to their events, you sign up, and you can watch a virtual job fair. They've got three different positions they're hiring for: tree climbers at $25 an hour with a signing bonus, crew leaders at $30 an hour with signing bonuses, groundskeeper at $20 an hour with signing bonuses, and then at Chase Field on April 27th, the Register of Contractors has a very interesting concept for their job fair that will be happening. And at the end of the job fair, you get to watch a baseball game.
That's right. That'll be fun. It's an apprentice fair where we're trying to reach out to primarily high schoolers or anybody interested in maybe changing careers or looking at the construction industry as a new career. There'll be vendors there from various different trades that you can visit with and talk to. And then again, when it's all done, come on in the stadium and let's watch a game together.
Epoch Times had a great article a few weeks ago about the defense of old-fashioned hard work and all the benefits. It enables you to enjoy your leisure. It's satisfying, allows you to be useful to others, earns respect, keeps you healthy and sharp, presents challenges, builds character. Chance to earn money is the probably the biggest one that's reality right now, because the shortage of skilled labor is really driving the demand and wages higher. So it's a great opportunity to get into the trades, even if it's not what you want as your full-time career. It's a great way to help you get started and earn that income while you work towards whatever educational degree you are trying to advance yourself to. Kind of in the realm of trades, this was an interesting report I got this week. All of our contractors, when somebody writes a review, do not go through Rosie on the house. We do not do our own reviews because, as you've seen, reviews can be very corruptible.
They're very corruptible.
And
it's another Ponzi scheme.
And you can pay to have bad reviews go away. You can pay to restructure how they are organized. So we use a company called the Guild Quality. You go to them, they verify that this contractor did this work on your home, and then it's in addition to just an open form comment, you are grading the contractor on 10 different areas of performance. How was their timing? How was the budgeting? How was the scheduling? How was the communication? How was the job cleanliness? So far, through the Guild Quality, our survey responses, 97% satisfaction.
Of all the Rosie on the House approved contractors statewide, 97% approval rating.
Of verified surveys from real homeowners that really hired these contractors, 97% approval rating. And that 3%, it's not that somebody got 3% got bad reviews. It's just of all those 10 areas, you might have gotten a 9 instead of a 10.
Yeah.
And so they're just little fluctuations on areas of improvement that we use to help improve those areas. Okay, why did we get 3 surveys in a row where we were only an 8.5 in communication and not a 10? Allows us to enhance those individual areas and improve them. So if you are looking to give feedback on one of our partners, contact us. We give you we're updating our website, and it'll have a direct link to the Guild Quality for that survey update for their each individual partner. And so we're really excited about that. But we'll send you the link if you want to give a review right now.
And we looked for a long time before we found Guild Quality. And when they started, we knew their DNA was so close to our DNA and what they were trying to do and what we were trying to do. Those third-party verifiable reviews and surveys by Guild Quality is just one more way we at Rosie on the House are doing everything we can to be your most trusted, best friend when it comes to information and or advice about touching anything on your household, castle, or cabin. Now, we have Karen on hold. Now, Miss Karen, we're not going to have time to reach out to you. We've got it's a plumbing issue. I hope, unlike the last caller, Loanne, who waited 10 years to call to fix a problem. I hope Karen hasn't been waiting 10 years, and I hope we can solve the problem. We're broadcasting, and we're going to take Karen right after bottom of the hour news. Hold on, Karen.
And she got on hold by dialing 1-888-767-4348, 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You can also text questions to 411-923 or email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Broadcasting live from the SABA, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, Home and Patio Show. It's the best home show ever built. It's April 8th through 10th. We're here right now. Free parking at the Tucson Convention Center. Today it runs from 10 to 6. And tomorrow, Sunday, they're closing early, 10 to 4. Because they got some rock and roll band. Who is it? It's rock and roll band that's coming. It's not anybody I know. It's kind of hard rock. Not like